getting public records requests together. Wow. I mean, there are people who are still waiting on public records requests right now, and that's part of their job. So, you know, it's cult of personality, and it's business leaders in this community, because Mary Ellen is bringing in Bill Gates because of the whole Gates Foundation, and now Bill Gates' investment firm is investing in the Vinnick redevelopment, and Vinnick is involved. I mean, it's crazy. The business community is involved in this. And at the end of the day, her job is not to run around, you know, making deals and moving and shaking. Her job is to run this district on a day-to-day basis, and she cannot even get our employees to call 911.
April, I have one more topic that I want to bring up with you. We've got less than 4 minutes. So let me take one more call, and then I have a quick question for you, and we'll wrap it up with that. Kevin in Valrico, you have been just massively patient. Thank you so much. What do you have to say today?
Well, I appreciate you taking my call, but the question remains. If she's so egotistical, and she did all this bad, and she's responsible for these students' deaths, okay, so one, how can you justify firing her without cause instead of with cause? And for two, if you're justifying the loss of that money, the taxpayer money from Hillsborough County, by delaying something that is beneficial for the safety of our children, how are you going to feel if you delay that for a year or half a year or whatever, and children, you know, are hurt because they don't have proper protection in school? That's my question. I mean, $1.5 million and you're saying it's lost? A 1.1, and it's a wash. I mean, when everybody that could go to, you know, pay teachers higher, you know, higher wages and stuff like that. And I agree with you. That contract was ridiculous. Whoever approved that, you know, they should be fired themselves.
All right, Kevin, thank you so much. April, you want to answer that really, really quick?
Well, I addressed it. The reason we went for no cause was because the way that the contract was written was it made it very difficult. It said it did not say cause. It did not say just cause. It did not say good cause. It said good and just cause, and not capriciously. There is no legal definition for good and just cause. The way I describe it is that it's cause on steroids. I argued the point to our attorney that we should go for cause. I believe that we could have defended cause. And that's the route that I really wanted to take. Unfortunately, the attorney did not feel that would stand up because of the way the contract was written. And again, this community needed to rid itself of that contract.
I wanted to weigh in on the politics. I thought we had another minute and a half, but apparently we only have 20 seconds, so I don't have time. So, my first show, you know, what are you going to do? Thank you so much for everybody for tuning in at this new hour that I am on. It was fun. It was great having an extra 20 minutes. Thank you so much to my guest, April Griffin, and my engineer, Maria Oliver, from all of us here at WMNF Tampa. Happy Friday.